Economics is known as the dismal science, but occasionally, just occasionally, there's something to celebrate. Today, that was the Nobel Prize for Economics, which was awarded jointly to three Americans. They got it for developing ways to study trends in stock, bond and house prices, work that has changed the way people invest. The winners are two University of Chicago economists, Eugene Farmer and Lars Peter Hansen, and Yale University professor Robert Shiller. Well, we caught up with Professor Shiller not long after he heard about his win of the Nobel Economics Prize. So I asked him where he was when he'd heard the news.
Well, I'd just gotten out of the shower. I was getting up for a trip this morning that I've now cancelled.
Did you have any inkling that you might win?
Well, various of my friends were telling me they thought I might. But I thought it was a very low probability.
What made you think that it would be a low probability?
Well, my perspective of the world is there's a lot of remarkable people doing very interesting things, and they all have friends telling them that they're going to win a prize. So that's why I feel very honored to be singled out.
But for the benefit of people who listen and who don't have economics degrees, can you explain what you were awarded this Nobel Prize for in the simplest of terms?
People wonder what is driving the stock markets, the housing markets, the bond markets, all of these speculative markets that we have. The prices seem to jump around in unpredictable ways. What's driving it? And is it good? That's the issue that we have. I don't think we've come up with a complete answer to that, but we've improved our understanding, and it helps inform public policy about how we should manage the kinds of financial crises that seem associated with these price movements.
So can you give an example where your studies on asset prices has actually been applied in real life?
It has to do with, should we have seen the financial crisis coming? I think we should. In fact, I predicted it. But it's not enough to predict it, because lots of people give stabs in the dark at predictions, and some of them will be lucky. It's more the kind of understanding of these phenomena. It's a very difficult field that we are only slowly making progress in.
A lot of people will think your study on asset prices predicted the financial crisis. Have you applied your theories to what's happening at the moment, and where do you see things headed as they stand now?
Yes, that's a very long and complicated question.
Can you give a short and concise answer?
We have something like 190 countries in the world, and they're all doing different things. Right now, I'm struck at how the stock markets of many countries of the world have gone through big changes. Some of them are almost in bubbles. Others are still very depressed. The housing markets of the world, many countries are showing bubbly behavior, and they're scattered all over the world. Other countries are still in deep depression. It's very puzzling to try to understand these things. I've been trying to take a more eclectic approach that brings in both financial theory, mathematical finance, but also the other social sciences, such as psychology and sociology. Unfortunately, it involves so many different research directions. One thing that I'm proud of is that I have worked with Richard Thaler to organize, over the last 20 years, a series of conferences on behavioral finance. So I've been trying to help coordinate the activities of many people who are broadening the scope of research into understanding financial prices.
Winner of the Nobel Prize for Economics there, Professor Robert Shiller.